Well, hello, I'm Diane Urbani de la Paz, and this is the April 10th, 2020 weekend edition of What's Out There, your guide to art and entertainment while sheltering in place. This week, I'd like to talk about something we can all do, whether we're single, part of a couple, or have a friend or two whose company we want to enjoy. That something is called date night. Just a gentle reminder here. You can take yourself on a date, you can make a date with your spouse, and now you can date your friends wherever they are in the world, provided that you have an internet connection or a smartphone. So what constitutes a good date? I think special attire, even if it's just an accessory. Once you've picked out the time for your tête-à-tête and chosen to do it by phone or other mode of communication, you might start assembling your outfit. Now you can get dressed up to the nines, and why not? You can wear fancy shoes and not have to worry about walking any place in them. And if you're using FaceTime or Zoom or Skype, you can focus on jewelry, hair, and wild makeup if that is your jam. My feeling is that dressing up sends a message not only to your date, but also to yourself. It can be a fun form of self-expression, and how you look on the outside can reflect how cool you are on the inside. Now, for this date, you might cook a special meal just for yourself if you're dating remotely, and then you don't have to worry about how it turns out, right? Then have yourself a special beverage, dessert, or both, and take your time savoring it all. You might also take a few minutes to relish a conversation about another time when you shared a meal with your date, maybe at some other stage of your life long ago. Or you could reminisce about a meal that you had inside a restaurant or a cafe, like we did back in the old days. I watched a webinar recently with Dr. Jessica Tartaro of Port Townsend presenting. She identifies herself as an intimacy coach. Her online class that I watched was all about love relationships in the time of the pandemic, and she had some great ideas about using this moment to deepen our connections to the people in our lives. Now, one way is to thank our partners for everything that they're doing right now for our safety, for our sanity, for our fill in the blank, whatever it is that we're needing. Another is to cultivate curiosity about how they are experiencing these strange days. Say your partner had something new happen at work or at home or both. Dr. Tartaro advises simply asking, "What was that like for you?" And then this is always a challenge for me, but the key is to listen without interruption. Thank you, Jessica Tartaro, for offering the webinar. Now, to wrap up this special date night edition of the program, I offer a couple more suggestions for activities. One is together going to visit a museum online and then finding a few works of art there to talk about. Museums from France to Brazil to San Francisco are offering free access via your computer or mobile device these days. And I recommend viewing these places in a darkened room so that you have your full attention on the artwork. The other suggestion is the classic movie date. When streaming a movie or watching a DVD, you might pause it after a particularly poignant or funny scene and discuss that. Or if there's a moment when, say, George Clooney or Penelope Cruz looks absolutely gorgeous, pause right there and enjoy. Well, thanks for listening to KPTZ. I'm Diane Urbani de la Paz, and I'm here for you with What's Out There.